Hi, and welcome to Heard It From Her, a podcast from Lady Liberty, which is Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty's project promoting women in media. I'm Emily Thompson, and today we're talking to Mullali Bashir, a journalist with RFERL's Afghan service. She covers a wide range of topics related to Afghanistan, often with a women's rights perspective. And with more than 22,000 Twitter followers, she's one of the most influential journalists in the Afghan social media sphere. Mullali was frustrated by the lack of space for Afghan women to discuss women's rights online. Though, in many cases, it is easier for Afghan women to discuss sensitive subjects online than in person, they still run the risk of being bullied, harassed, or even blackmailed if they reveal personal information about themselves online. So Mullali started a private Facebook group for Afghan women that she administers. She approves all the members, who are Afghan women living in Afghanistan or abroad, and she moderates the discussion, in which they express their thoughts in Pashto, Dari, and English. She describes it as a sort of secret, borderless club for Afghan women, where they can speak freely, as if in their own living rooms. So, Mullali, you started this Facebook group just a few weeks ago, really.
It's pretty new. Yeah, that's right. Actually, probably two months ago. And the idea is that the first thing is that I want to connect all these Afghan women on the internet around the world. And the second thing is that they should be able to speak about things, talk about things that they can't talk usually on the internet or on social media when there's everybody else looking at their comments. And there might be other groups like that, but this specific group is a secret group for women only, and they are discussing their rights, other women's rights, and they are discussing the problems that they are facing on a daily basis, from harassment in office to street harassment and to sexual exploitation and to rights to education and all kinds of topics, like we have discussed forcing marriage upon women and giving them and to settle disputes, like giving your giving the girls away in marriage to settle disputes. We have discussed even how men stare at women who are wearing high heels and how they try to harass with staring. And so one, for example, I can tell you, one of the members, she took the pictures of her shoes and then she put it online for us in the group. And she said, she was like, B for boots. These boots make noise and they scare away all the men that hate these boots.
And so it's a bit lighthearted, but it's also serious topics. And you said that these are topics that Afghan women can't discuss openly on, when it's not a private forum, when it's regular social media. But I assume these are also topics that it's difficult to discuss person to person.
That's true. Actually, I'd like to add that cyberbullying is international, and this is not only specific to Afghanistan, but the problem might be very serious in Afghanistan because people haven't accepted women as a part of the society. And so the same thing is happening in social media. They expect you to have a fake name and don't put your picture online. And especially if you talk about your rights or women's rights, then it means that you're making a problem out of nothing. They think that there is no problem. If there was any problem, they would see it. So what we are doing is making everybody...
Making problems.
Helping everyone to see that there are problems. And we need men to help us in solving them. For example, there are topics. You asked what kind of topics we are discussing. Or maybe it might be difficult for women to discuss such topics outside of the group. Women are discussing about virginity. They think that virginity shouldn't describe or define your personality as a human being. It shouldn't be the thing that defines you as a human being, or it shouldn't be the hurdle in your success, in your life, in getting married, because this specific requirement that a woman should be virgin at the first night of her marriage, this is an insult to the humanity. And so these kind of topics are discussed. All these women have started talking about women's rights outside, on their statuses, on different groups, on different pages. This was the first thing that I noticed.
So do you feel like they're getting more courageous after having the private conversation, and then they'll say a bit more and more in public?
Yes, because they think that it's their duty to say what they are saying behind the closed doors, so to say. And then they can say it in other words, just in a more defined way, to make other people understand that we are facing these problems. There are these problems they can't ignore.
So the Pashto name for the group is Bandar, if I say it correctly?
Yes, Bandar. Mm-hmm. Bandar means the gathering for men, usually. Men get together on tea, sometimes on hookah and cigarettes, and they smoke. And they talk about different topics that matter to them. Sometimes they just make fun, and they just have fun. And that's the kind of gathering which is called Bandar. In Afghanistan. And so we took the name from these men, and we want to call our meeting of these women as the Shudzu Bandar, which means women's getting together, or women's get together.
So you appropriate the name from the men and take it for yourself. I like that.
Yes, we think that all these words should be used by everyone.
Absolutely.
I want to mention that even though I created this group in order to bring Afghan women together from around the world so they can talk about their issues and about the solutions to those problems, it's these women who are making this bandar a real bandar. It's them who are willing to remain together and encourage each other. We have housewives, students, working women, doctors, journalists in the group. The group has recently started to have weekly online meetings to see how they can put in practice what they have discussed in the group.
Almost 88% of Afghans who use social media use Facebook, according to a 2014 report by the German development consultant GIZ. That makes it a great tool for young, urban, educated Afghan women. But there are so many obstacles for most people in the country to use Facebook, from a lack of access to the internet or even reliable electricity in some cases, to social restrictions, especially for women. A flood of cheap smartphones from China and a slow growth in mobile users is starting to change this. But for the time being, to avoid becoming an echo chamber, it's important that these discussions make it offline and into traditional media as well. And they do.
The other thing is that one of the group members, she recently started a magazine only dedicated to women's rights. And this magazine will go to all the provinces. She has started this, and all the group members, she has asked them to write for the magazine. And the third thing is that we thought these discussions shouldn't remain inside the group. Some of them should go out. And so we are choosing each topic and each member who commented or discussed on the issue. They give permission for their comments to be published. Mm-hmm. And so we take, like, for example, we selected education for women everywhere in Afghanistan. So we took this topic with all the comments from these women and published in our website, which is called Tond. It's a very famous website in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And so other people were, it was a buzz around social media in Afghanistan. And people were, some people even, we faced some kind of articles from men who were trying to tell us that, oh, we should be women.
Mm-hmm. So there was a backlash against the gathering women.
Yes, there was. We noticed. Some people tried to tell us that it's our first duty is to be women. And so we are
saying, and then be humans later.
Yes. We are saying, we are being women. You should understand. Mm. You don't get it that we are women. Mm. And we are not trying to be men. Men should be men and women should be women. But we are equal human beings. Mm. That's what we are trying to say.
Sure. And you also mentioned that this tool has been used by other journalists, that I think you mentioned someone from the BBC and mm-hmm. Voice of America. They've been able to go there and find stories that they can then go out and dig deeper and report more on. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, actually, we have this females from BBC, VOA, and other media. They are in this group. They are members here. And so sometimes when we talk about some things, for example, I will give you an example of there was the street harassment week last month. And so we talked about this issue a lot. And women started telling their experiences, how they were harassed in different times of their age and in different cities. And by different kind of people. And these journalists, they ask our members, like members of the group, that they can come online with them on air and talk about these issues through their radio. So the people get the word out in this Facebook. This Facebook group is not available everywhere in Afghanistan because many people don't have internet, but the radio is listened everywhere. So if we take the word out through our radios and televisions, this is kind of a cooperation between everyone, you know. And so these women are doing great job in taking out the word to the ordinary Afghans through the radio and other like magazines and newspapers.
Mm. And getting it off the page so that those who don't have access to the web can still hear about
this.
That's important. And so you said that you had this specific topic of education and invited everyone's comments and feedback. Do you feel like, I mean, do you curate the discussion a lot, or is it kind of organic that the members themselves come up with topics that they would like to discuss?
Yes, every member can write her topic, and then others chime in and they write comments, their ideas, and like whatever they want to discuss. There are some kind of debates sometimes. Some of them have different ideas than others. And so we welcome. There might be differences of ideologies, but we are all together in this. And so we respect each other. And that's the first rule of the group, that we will welcome all the ideas, all different ideas from all the members.
Mm-hmm. And how many members do you have now?
They have exceeded 200, but I can tell you that maybe more than 100 are very active on daily basis in every topic. So which is quite something optimistic for me. I was amazed at how these women want to discuss these things, you know, and how they have so much to say, and they never did. Mm. And so it's quite fascinating.
So where did you get the idea from? Why did you want to start a platform like this, a private Facebook group?
Actually, I always wanted to speak with other Afghan women on their issues. There was this kind of, I don't know, I always searched. I have a blog. And the blog wasn't enough to communicate with everyone. It's just a link. People have to click my Facebook page. It's only that I have to update my status. People will see it or not. It's their own wish. But this specific page, it just came to me that why don't we start talking about it? If we don't talk now, when will we talk? And so every woman, they knew who was another woman. And so they started adding their friends and acquaintances mm-hmm. to this group.
And was it difficult? I mean, how did you advertise it at first? How did you get the word out that there's such a group that people can join?
At first, I added my own female friends on Facebook to the group and then asked them to add their female friends, that they are confident and they know that these are women and not men with female names. You know, there is this problem on social media in Afghanistan that men will create Facebook accounts with women's names. So then they chat with women and then they gain information from them, their private lives. And then sometimes it happens that they start blackmailing these women, and these kind of things happen. And so that's why we want to be very, very cautious and careful in who comes and joins the group.
And so is that a matter of administration, that you have to be careful about who you allow and kind of check their profile?
Yes, that's true. Sometimes there are women who are who have created their IDs with a man's name because they don't want to be harassed, because they think that people will start sending them, bombarding them with friend requests and send them emails that are not appropriate, even though it goes to the other folder, you know, in Facebook. But still, when you see it some other time, then your mood is ruined, and maybe your family sees it before you do. And that kind of problems are there.
Sure.
And so that's why we, if we know that this is really a woman, we let them in the group.
The lack of security seems to hang like a shadow over everything in Afghanistan. The dangers of terrorism and sectarian fighting thwart not only infrastructure and civil society development, but also average people's dreams. It will probably be some time before the conversations taking place about women's rights on the get-together can take place in public to the extent that the members of the group would like to see. But this secret Facebook group will keep those discussions going until that time comes.
We are hoping for the best in Afghanistan, and we are hoping that the security situation will improve with the passage of time. It's not only the problem of security, Emily. The problem is that during the passage of, like, for the past 40 years of war, not only the infrastructure was destroyed, but also the mentality has gone backward with the war. And so people are not the same people that used to be 40 years ago in Afghanistan. So we need to work on these mentalities and the standard of thinking of people. And so that's our one of the goals for the group, that we are trying to build the level of thinking about women, that people should accept us as equal human beings, and that we also have a life and we also have our own ideologies and we have opinions. And so we can also take part in the society and building our own nation.
You heard it from her. We've been speaking with Mullali Bashir of RFERL's Afghan service. For more news from Afghanistan and the region, visit rferl.org. For more on women in media from our broadcast region, we're on Facebook at /LadyLibertyRFERL. I'm Emily Thompson, and I'll be back next month with another woman in media with a story to tell.